Good afternoon, everyone. And with that gavel, I will convene the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development. Today is the 15th of February, and we are here for a work session regarding Measure 96 lottery funds for veterans housing. Senator Hansel and Senator Johnson are excused. I'd like to thank the Vice Chair of the Ways and Means Committee and the President of the Senate for joining us. We'll try and move efficiently, President Courtney, so we use your time effectively. I'm going to go ahead and open the work session. Ms. Deister, would you like to introduce our conversation for today, please?
Certainly. Before you is a request to acknowledge receipt of a report on veterans' homelessness and housing issues and approve an expenditure plan presented by the Housing and Community Services Department and Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs to utilize the Measure 96 lottery funds that were allocated at the end of the legislative session. Should you be supportive of that plan, expenditure limitation for Housing and Community Services and position authority can be included in an end-of-session omnibus bill to make these plans come to fruition, basically. And
we have two directors to tell us more.
Yes, you do.
Well, then I would like to invite Director Salazar and Acting Director Sparks to join us. You proceed in whichever order you think is most effective.
Thank you.
Chair Gomberg, members of the committee, my name is Mitch Sparks, and I'm the acting director of the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs. Director Salazar and I will co-present on the veterans lottery housing strategy plan that we have worked diligently on for the past approximately 6 months. That I'd like to say for the record that our partnership in this and other endeavors for housing is a great example of how two state agencies can work together. So there are approximately 310,000 veterans in Oregon. Our veterans span five generations and four major conflicts. Unfortunately, our homeless veterans population also spans all generations of veterans. In 2017, a point-in-time count was done, which identified over 1,200 veterans, both sheltered and unsheltered. Oregon ranks high in the nation for unsheltered and chronically homeless veterans. Traditionally, Oregon homeless veteran population was predominantly veterans who served during the Vietnam era. But the two-year recent trend has been homeless veterans of all eras and conflicts. Recently, at the VA's Homeless Referral Office in Portland, they had a 22-year-old veteran and a 90-year-old veteran seek homeless housing services in the same week.
Good afternoon, Chair Gomberg and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Margaret Salazar, and I'm Director of Oregon Housing and Community Services. Thank you for the opportunity to address you today and present our plan on the expenditures. To respond to the dramatic information regarding veteran homelessness and the needs of the veteran community, we work closely with Governor Brown, who last year declared that we will take on the charge to end veteran homelessness. That's a charge that many states and localities across the country have taken up to really hold the promise to our veterans that after serving our country, no veteran should have to experience homelessness throughout our country. And so we embarked on an initiative to work closely with ODVA to not only discuss these resources that we're discussing here with you today, but also to really launch an ongoing effort to move the needle and make an impact toward ending veteran homelessness. And we see the $1.5 million in our spending plan as really resources to kickstart that effort, not only to make an immediate impact on veterans who are experiencing homelessness, but to lay the foundation to be able to make a meaningful impact on the issue of veteran homelessness. So the two major prongs to our plan are first to really build the lasting infrastructure. We see this as a seed investment to be able to lay the groundwork with some key enhancements to data and resources, as well as connecting the dots of existing resources and investments that are on the ground in our communities to be able to create new ways for local partners to work together to move the needle and improve their efforts toward housing homeless veterans. And then, of course, our second goal with the spending plan is to make some immediate investments and deploy resources right away that can help veterans escape homelessness through services and rental assistance, as well as actually support the construction of new homes for veterans. So I'll start by talking about the lasting infrastructure piece. And the first prong to our spending plan is to deploy resources for community technical assistance and consultation. One of the things that we've learned around the country from communities that have really put a functional end to veteran homelessness is that a very powerful tool is to create something called a by name registry list. This sounds, I think, pretty basic and common sense that in order to really house the individuals in your community, that you need to have a list that actually has the names of those individuals, that you can track each person sort of case by case, what services they've received, where they've ended up, whether they've been housed, whether they've retained their housing. Unfortunately, because of the thicket of different social service providers, putting this list together is actually something that is quite a hurdle. And without that sort of outside knowledge and expertise of pulling this together, it's not been something that communities have organically created on their own. We have seen it to be a very effective tool. And just to give you an example of that, this is an example of a report that we recently received from a community that has put into practice a by-name list, and that's our friends in the Eugene, Lane County area. They've created a by-name list where they are now actually actively tracking each individual homeless veteran that they're serving in their community, and they're able to not only make sure that those folks are receiving the housing services and staying housed, but they're able to create reports that sort of show the trends of what's happening in their community. So it's a very powerful tool to be able to track the ongoing progress of their veteran homelessness efforts. So this is just an example of real-time data that we just received from our friends in Lane County. It's the kind of information that we'll be able to get in the communities that we plan to serve through this initiative.
I'm going to interrupt you for just a second. I'll have a question for Mr. Sparks. I'm wondering whether this process of identifying veterans is active or passive. And by that, I mean that we often reference the fact that about 7 in 10 veterans in Oregon are not yet in our system. I wonder whether we are reaching out to the people who are in our system or whether instead we're encountering people that need assistance and screening them to find out whether they are veterans.
Chair Gomberg, members of the committee, the unfortunate truth is that that through the very good part of the tool of the by name list is that we're finding in practice in Portland, which has one, and in Eugene, is that there are veterans who have been homeless or recently homeless who had no idea what the entry point was into services for housing or for those very important wraparound services such as mental health treatment and VA benefits and other services. So my answer to the question is that this is unfortunately a reactive solution to homelessness, because the biggest barrier of all to veterans getting into any kind of benefit is that they don't know where to start. And this, the reason that this is such an important part of our plan is it provides a point-on tool for everybody to look at and use.
All right, thank you. Well, let's continue.
Thank you. And sort of building, I think, on the point that my colleague here just made, in addition to investing in that technical assistance, which would be creating that specific tool, that by-name registry list through an outside consultant, we're also proposing to deploy some resources to have a limited duration staff person with the title of Veteran Homelessness Integrator. This is something that we've seen have great effect on various initiatives and certainly in the communities that have functionally ended veteran homelessness. The idea here is that, again, we have multiple service providers in different communities, whether they're veteran service providers, health providers, housing developers, housing authorities, other folks that are providing various kinds of assistance to veterans and others in the community. If they're not sitting around the table together, they are not able to collectively bring their various resources to bear to solve this problem. And unfortunately, again, that doesn't organically happen typically without some sort of a kind of a best practice roadmap on how to get that done to really address barriers that may come up in local communities. So just to give one example, there may be issues with data sharing across these various systems, the VA and local service providers. There may be issues with waiting lists for housing and how to prioritize veterans on those waiting lists. With everyone coming together around the table in various communities, they can identify and resolve those issues and use some best practices that have worked in other communities. So at Oregon Housing Community Services, we're proposing to work closely with ODVA to have a veteran integrator that we can have engage with these local communities to help them resolve these barriers. And just to give you an example of the kind of things that an integrator can do, back in the late fall, we actually hosted a convening with more than 80 folks attending from around the state to really engage in the veteran homelessness effort to sort of kick off our work to end veteran homelessness. We had folks come from all across the state and all those different systems, and having the sort of integrators and outreach staff that we have really allowed us to host that conversation. We heard terrific feedback from stakeholders around the state that this was the first time they had been in the room to exchange that kind of information. So we want to be able to continue that dialogue and really help it flourish in local communities. And with some limited duration staffing, we believe that we can make an impact. So the two first points I mentioned to you were specifically around laying that lasting infrastructure. We think that the by name list and the integrator resources will lay the foundation that will pay dividends in future biennia as we move forward on this effort. But we also understand the critical importance of deploying resources right away, because we have a problem right now with veterans experiencing homelessness. So the next two strategies are really those immediate areas of focus. And the first one has to do with homeless services spending. As you may recall, in the budget note that allocated the $1.5 million for this veteran spending plan, there was later a following budget note that directed us to immediately allocate resources to the community action agencies that we fund with veteran homeless assistance resources. So $350,000 was deployed immediately following the legislative session, went out directly to those community action agencies for direct services, everything from the outreach work to, again, as the chair sort of inquired, to proactively identify those veterans and bring them into linking them to services, as well as shelter, transitional housing, and rapid rehousing, and homeless prevention, so rental assistance to prevent folks from becoming homeless. So those funds have already been deployed. There are already numerous success stories from those funds being out on the street over the last several months, and I'll just share one with you that we got from one of our community action agency grantees, and that's in Yamhill County. A 70-year-old homeless veteran was placed into a shelter by the Yamhill Community Action Partnership. The case manager at the shelter connected him then with the local housing authority, and then he received a VASH voucher, which is a rental assistance voucher that he can use for permanent housing resources, and he has secured an apartment that is now his home. And now he's actually donating time back to the Community Action Agency to help serve others. That's just one success story that we've heard of the many, many more that are already happening across the state. And then finally, while we know that homeless services and that sort of link to rental assistance is critical, we also know that to make an impact on this issue, we need to expand the supply of permanent affordable housing that's available to homeless veterans. And that's why we're pleased to also propose spending approximately $760,000 on funding a new affordable housing development so that we can get four new affordable homes in the ground and under construction quickly. When we received these funds, the planning concept was we had a veterans funding notice of funding availability that was out live on the street last year, and we thought if we are oversubscribed for that veterans NOFA, which is funded through the document recording fee, that potentially if there was an extra project that applied that was applicable, that was a quality project, but we just didn't have enough resources, maybe we could use some of these lottery funds to fund an additional project. And we were lucky enough enough that the stars aligned and there was, in fact, another project that was eligible sort of on the list. And so we were able to go to the next project on the list. And we're recommending funding four additional homes in Independence with this investment that would provide permanent housing opportunities for the long haul. So we presented that to our Housing Stability Council, which is our advisory body, and they are recommending, they made a conditional award to this housing development project, conditional, of course, on this committee's action during this legislative session. And the recommended key performance measure that we're proposing for this would be the percentage of homeless veterans who exited into permanent housing and retained their housing for 6 months or longer. And that is data that we collect on our veteran housing program. So it would be an alignment with the rest of the work that we're doing on our work on veteran homelessness. And we would be able to report that out. And I'd like to end today's presentation showing a video so that you can hear directly from one of the veterans that's being served through these programs and the impact that this investment can have on additional lives. And hopefully this will play.
I found this program as a word of mouth through some friends of mine who came here for the waiting list for the regular housing, and they told me that they had a program that can help the veterans. Knowing where I am at today as to where I was 9 months ago. 9 months ago, I was homeless under the streets using drugs in jail. Now I've got my own apartment, I've got a job, I've got 9 months clean time, I've got my kids back in my life. I've got a steady job that's part-time. I've got an amazing case manager. I've got amazing programs. I'm actually able to utilize the resources that I have available to me. I know who to contact now if I need any questions answered about anything.
He's highly motivated and he's enjoyable to work with because he's willing to do everything that is required of him and everything that we suggest. He's even teaching me how to use the phone a little bit as far as taking and sending pictures and things like that. I just can't say enough good about Jonathan. I'm really proud of him. He celebrates nine months today of sobriety. I know how important it is of him. During our case management, we talk about his meeting attendance, and he's highly motivated and he's willing to do whatever it takes.
Thank you very much, Chair and members of the committee.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, any questions? Representative Meek?
Yes, thank you, Co-Chair Gomberg. Quick question related to the, thanks, I'm glad you have strived for a key performance measure, but what started at the 6 month level, and how'd you get that number? Why not a year or whatever? I mean, I hate to put that much pressure on you, but
thank you very much, Representative and Chair. The 6 month figure is one that we've been reporting on for quite some time as an interim step to be able to see folks achieving that housing stability. Often that tends to be the benchmark as well, where some of the temporary resources sort of burn off and they're achieving that long-term housing stability from 6 months going forward. So it's sort of transitioning from the short-term assistance to that long-term point of being housed.
Follow-up?
Yes. That's my follow-up then is related to, is that the HUD-VASH voucher, is that part of the success of getting them from transitional to more stabilized?
Certainly, Representative, the HUD-VASH vouchers are critical and some of these long-term rental assistance opportunities to getting folks permanently housed. And often there are either waiting lists for those vouchers or it takes considerable time to find a vacant apartment because we have such a low vacancy rate. So that's where these state resources are so critical, because often these are the short-term emergency interventions. And so there does sometimes tend to be a handoff between the emergency housing assistance that we provide to the community action agencies and then getting folks over that hump into that more permanent housing opportunity.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Other questions?
Yeah, thank you, Co-Chair. So 40 years ago this year, I was building my own home using a state VA loan. So do we still have programs to help people actually get in and own their homes? This seems to all be really excellent work, but aimed at helping people get into apartments or rent housing. Can we?
Do you want to speak a little bit about that?
Representative Reardon and Chair Gomberg, is that this is a this particular plan and OHCS is this last NOFA is providing permanent housing that is, you know, critical for getting the stabilization needed. And when we pull in the wraparound services that can provide things like substance abuse treatment or health, general health, or mental health treatment, is getting a prior homeless veteran into that facility and then back to work, you know, back to paying taxes, back to possibly, you know, owning their own home. And then there's Oregon Housing Community Services also has housing purchase programs or such that provide, you know, housing breaks for veterans. And this program, I feel, has such, it will make such an impact for Oregon veterans that this is, for me, is very exciting to go forward with.
And Representative, if I may add on to that information, I think, you know, as my colleague here states, I think when we look at the veteran homeless strategy, we're often looking at folks that are really in crisis and really experiencing unsheltered homelessness or sort of in a crisis mode. And so our focus through the plan has been really on those emergency rental assistance and or the rental housing opportunities, the affordable housing. But I do want to state that we, of course, have our home ownership programs, the Oregon Bond Residential Loan Program, which had a banner year in 2017. We actually nearly doubled our volume from 2016, and we are serving first-time homebuyers through that program. But as well, through our veterans initiatives, we recently, in 2017, we released a series of grants for veteran home repair, and that's something that we worked very closely with our friends at ODVA to help veterans who are currently homeowners but need to make those repairs to their homes to be able to stay stably housed and potentially to address disabilities or other life safety issues to be able to have that sustainable home ownership. So we are, through other strategies and other housing programs, we are addressing the need for veteran home ownership.
Oh, that's great to hear. I think helping people stay in their homes is absolutely critical. It's just, and I really appreciate all the work that's being done. I just sometimes I feel like hearing these, not criticism, it's just like, it sounds like almost all veterans are homeless or have some kind of major issues. They aren't. Some of us actually, you know, made it off the boat okay and went to work in our communities. So, anyway.
Thank you, Representative. Duly
thank
noted.
You.
Appreciate the comment.
Well, thank you again. Any further questions, colleagues? Thank you, directors. Ms. Deister, might you have a recommendation for us?
Mr. Co-Chair, the recommendation from the Legislative Fiscal Office today is that you acknowledge receipt of this report. Again, the expenditure limitation and position authority can be included in an end-of-session omnibus bill for consideration by the full Ways and Means Committee.
Thank you very much. In the absence of our Vice Chair, President Courtney, may I impose upon you to move approval of the recommendation to accept the report?
I move that the Subcommittee on Transportation, Economic Development of the Joint Ways and Means Committee approve the report, the Measure 96 Lottery Funds for Veterans Housing Report.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, you've heard the co-chair move approval of the recommendation to accept the report. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, is there objection? Then the motion carries. And Ms. Deister, is that all the? Yes.
I'd be happy to carry it. Do you need a carrier?
Will this go to full?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, yes, it will, likely next week.
I'd be happy to
carry. All right, then Senator Monroe will carry. Thank you very much. And I was going to say, Ms. Deister, is there further business before the committee today?
No, sir.
In that case, again, thank you, colleagues. Thank you all that joined us today. Thank you, President Courtney, for filling in when we needed some little extra help getting to a quorum. We are adjourned.
I would like to announce.